Creating Public Spaces. Jin-Hee Park is a student at Stanford University in California. She studies hard. "Of course, I came here for the academics," she says. "But it doesn't hurt that the campus is so beautiful. I walk around sometimes just to relax." Alejandro Vega, a banker in New York City, jogs almost every evening after work in Central Park. "I never get bored. The park is so big. It's got gardens, ponds, bike and walking paths, restaurants, and beautiful architecture. And yet, in some places, it can feel completely private." Niagara Falls was on Ross Howard's list of places to visit in upstate New York. There are these wonderful footpaths in the park that make the waterfall so accessible to the general public, you can get really close. The walking paths near the falls are also great for hiking and picnics. All of these people have one man to thank for these beautiful public spaces: Frederick Law Olmsted. In 1858, a design contest was held for a new park in New York City. Olmsted and his partner, Calvert Vaux, won the contest. Central Park was the finished product, the first landscaped public park in the United States. Today, no trip to New York is complete without a visit to this beautiful park. Later in his life, Olmsted designed landscapes for college campuses, including Stanford University. He also designed footpaths at Niagara Falls to give visitors better views of the falls. In all his work, Olmsted tried to preserve the natural beauty of an area. Today, there are new pressures on Niagara Falls. Some businesses want to develop the area. On Goat Island, an island in Niagara Falls State Park, there are now souvenir shops. There may be signs that say, "No littering," but there is still a lot of trash on the island. And most of the animals have disappeared. If Olmsted could see these changes, what would he think?